on Summer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Can I be direct?
When are you not direct?
What is direct marketing? What does it even mean, the direct marketing?
Okay, well, that is actually a good question, I've come to realize. So when the Consumer Protection Act first came into effect in 2011, yeah. 6.5 years ago, I was merely telling consumers in print, on radio, in talks, all about what, you know, extra rights they have when they make a direct marketing purchase. And then one day when I was giving a talk, I asked the audience who knew what direct marketing was, because I was getting some blank looks. Mm. And about two or three hands went up quite tentatively. And that's when I realized that people actually don't know what direct marketing actually is. A lot of people don't.
Well, good, so I'm not alone.
So now I spell it out. Okay, so how do I start? In the traditional transaction, we consumers initiate the process that culminates in the sale in response to an advert in a newspaper, on the radio, wherever. It's a general marketing message to no one in particular, just everyone, the public, okay? Yeah. On radio, TV, social media, a billboard, a captivating window display is a form of advertisement as well, okay? Mm. That might lure you in. So best you make sure that if you buy something as a result of that, that you are happy with your purchase, that you try it on, that you figure out that you need it, because legally, in terms of the CPA, well, there is nothing that compels the retailer to take it back at all unless there's something wrong with it. It's faulty. Right. Okay. A lot of stores will take things back, but they're doing it as a favor and they get to make the rules. However, if it's defective, as I say, ad nauseum, you get to take it back within 6 months for your choice of a refund, repair, or replacement. Okay. Mm-hmm. If it's just a change of heart, sorry for you, they don't have to take it back. Right. Direct marketing, as the name suggests, is a direct approach from a marketer. It's very personal and it's targeted at you specifically. So it's an SMS to your cell phone.
Okay.
It's a call to your cell phone or your landline. It's an email to your email address.
Ah.
Or someone that targets you as you're walking through a mall,
yes,
or an airport and invites you to try out their product.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened to Ayanda Nchangaze of Kwadaguza recently at Belito Junction. She was walking past a shop, mm-hmm, called the Show Bar Salon on her way to game, incidentally, when this happened.
There were two ladies handing out pamphlets standing outside the shop, and he came over to me as I was walking past the salon, and he reached out for my hand and he proceeded to lead me into the store. It's a salon that I would never go to. He wasn't forceful. He was just like, ma'am, come see this beautiful product we have. He took my hand and then went in and then demonstrated the straightener.
Okay, so it was a hair straightener. A lot of this goes on. Come, let's try this on your hair. She was impressed by the job that this hair straightener did and convinced to buy it when she was told that it would cost her only about 300 rand a month on your credit card.
A month? Okay.
Wait, that's what she understood. But of course, a whopping 2,000 rand was debited immediately. So she might have been told something else, but a lot of people understand this. What the salespeople actually mean is, we'll put it on your budget credit card and then you can pay it off at that amount a month. But of course, there's a whack of interest on there as well.
Okay.
So people, I get this a lot. So people get suddenly surprised when there's this big whack taken off, debited to their credit card. So when she saw that, she obviously got an SMS. She said, whoa, she wanted out.
Mm.
As soon as the money went off, I was like, no, take this back. It's not normal that 2,000 rand just goes out of my account.
Hmm.
They were like, okay, ma'am, just give it 5 days, the cooling off period. And then I was like, okay.
Okay, so they mentioned, no, you've got a 5-day cooling off period, right, at that point. So end of November, 5 days after she bought the straightener, she wrote a letter requesting a refund of her 2,000 rand. But suddenly, there was no talk of a cooling off period. Suddenly, it was no can do. Yeah.
So what now?
This is not an uncommon scenario, unfortunately, but happily, Ayanda did turn to me for help, and I'll tell you what happened next in a little bit.
1,000 rand. But this sound is a secret, and you need to tell us what it is. Bongani and Mag's Secret Sound. Play along weekdays at 3:15 with a second chance at 5:45. The Secret Sound with Bongani and Mag's East Coast Radio.
Get Telkom Freemi, the original and still the best data mobile plans. Switch to Telkom. the best data provider. Telkom is the home of 100% giving this Christmas. Get a free Gear 360 watch worth 3,799 Rand with the Samsung Galaxy S8 on Freemi 5GB with lit for only 779 Rand a month. 7 and 8 December only. T's and C's apply. Switch to Telkom, the best data provider.
Quarter to nine traffic. How's it looking, Jayshree?
An update for you, Darren. The stationary vehicle on the N3 to Durban at M13 exit, that's Paradise Valley, has now been cleared. And if you're traveling through or wanting to travel through to Kloof Gorge, rather avoid that and go via Hillcrest. And this is due to the roads being flooded there. That's Kloof Falls and Bridal Road has huge puddles of water. It's near the nursery just outside the coffee shop. And this has been causing traffic to be backed up all morning. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Jayshree Parasraman.
Report traffic problems now. Call 031-566-3534.
When direct marketing goes wrong, what is your go-to position? Certainly considering the Consumer Protection Act. Find out more with Wendy Nola up next.
Big Dealerships PMB presents the biggest car sale ever. The Peter Maritzburg Sanctuary Road.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
So Wendy, let me see if I got this right. Ayanda bought a hair straightener after being lured into the store at a shopping mall for a demo. When she tried to cancel, she was told she couldn't.
Yes, that's pretty much the story, despite the fact that hers was a direct marketing deal. In other words, the sale was initiated by the company rep, so she was legally entitled to a full refund with that five-day cooling-off period. It's a five-business-day cooling-off period, yes. Actually, so it's actually, in effect, a week.
And even though she went into the store, it's considered direct marketing because somebody came out and solicited her and sort of, like, pulled her in.
Yes, it doesn't matter that it wasn't at a kiosk in
an
the passage.
Or, yeah.
She was walking past. She had no intention of going in.
Mm-hmm.
They went to her and said, come in, and literally held her by the hand.
Yeah.
She said that it wasn't forceful, but she knows they coaxed her in.
Yeah.
And the sale resulted from that. So that is most definitely a direct marketing deal.
Okay.
So, but Jeremy, I don't have a surname. He just gives his name as Jeremy of the company Hachev, H-A-C-H-E-V, mm-hmm. which owns the brands Princessa and Mica Beauty Products that have featured on the show before, mm-hmm. told her in an email, unfortunately, no refund can be made with a change of heart. Showbar can offer you store credit to the value of the purchase. Ayanda then turned to me for help, and when I approached Jeremy, he told me the same thing about this. You know, the CPA says you can only... you can only return something for a refund if it's defective, but this is a change of heart, so, you know, we're entitled to just offer her credit. So that's when I pointed out what we've just discussed now, how the deal happened. With definitely the circumstances made it a direct marketing deal. Hence, Ayanda was entitled to that 5 business day cooling off period in which to cancel for a refund, which she did. Incidentally, the Act says that companies must then 15 business days after that receipt of that cancellation, they have to then refund within that 15-day period.
What did he say?
His response was, my staff issue a client a pamphlet, and the client voluntarily walks into the store, and we do not push for the clients to come into the store, as those are the mall's terms and conditions. But as we've discussed, it's still direct marketing because they stopped her on her way to game and pulled her into and got her into the store.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he then added, we have sorted the client regarding her refund. And a very thrilled Ayanda has since confirmed that that's the case. But that Jeremy is still not getting or pretending not to get, I suspect, that their modus operandi is in fact direct marketing. For reasons we've discussed.
Mm.
That gives her the right to a 5 business day cooling off period. And it's intended around the world, legislators do this. It's intended because it's a very high pressure environment.
Mm.
And it's intended to then give you that time to, when you're out of that environment, think, actually, what was I thinking? I don't want or need this thing. It's too expensive or whatever. And then you get to cancel. So know that when you enter into a cell phone contract after getting a sales call telling you that you're due for an upgrade, or even if you buy an air ticket as a result of getting an email announcing a grand airfare sale, anything that directly targets you and you buy or you enter into a contract as a result, you do get to cancel for a full refund without there having to be anything wrong or faulty or broken with the product, as is the case with Yes. That's the only time you can get a refund in the case of a normal purchase. Okay. Yeah. But know that you have to cancel in writing within 5 business days. If you don't put it in writing, you can't just go like to a gym and say, I cancel, because that won't work. A word of warning, some of these direct marketing companies do their utmost to thwart these change of heart customers from cancelling within that cooling off period. So make sure that you get the email address from the company and get a staff member to write it down for you, so they can't claim afterwards that you misheard and got it wrong and whatever. I've had that many times.
Excellent piece of advice,
Direct marketing can be your friend, but you need to know how it works and how to get your rights.
All right. Now I know.
Now you know.
Thank you.
Spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word. We'll have a blog?
Of course.
Up on our website, ecr.co.za.